Now, a couple of weeks ago on the show, we heard from Eddie the Eagle and some of the cast of the pantomime Cinderella, which has been taking place at the Harlequin Theatre in Redhill and does so until the end of December. But the pantomime season is not over. It continues well into January, and the Oxted Players, well, they're giving us their version of Cinderella from the 13th of January at the Barn Theatre in Oxted. And here to talk about that is one of their, well, their leading lights is the only way I can describe them, really. Philip Fry. Morning, Phil.
Morning, Tony.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing, this. I've seen two of your productions this year. I saw The 39 Steps and I saw Hello, Hello. Right. Was actually blown away by just how good the Oxted Players are. And I made reference at the beginning of all of this to the pantomime that's taking place at the moment in Redhill, which is also Cinderella. That's the professional theatre. You guys are the amateur theatre, and it's almost an insult to call you amateurs, because what I've seen so far and what I know will come with your version of Cinderella will be equally as good and as professional.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to say so. We work really hard. I think it's I'm delighted. We've got such a great group of people down in Oxford who work really hard, and it's really lovely to have that sort of feedback.
Panto is a completely different art. The last pantomime I went to was, funny enough, a few years ago in Torquay, when things weren't quite so politically correct. And there were, shall we say, people of small stature throwing stuff at the audience audience throwing stuff back at them, namely toilet rolls. And it was absolutely hilarious when it went on. But I can't really see it happening now. As I say, it's a very different medium, panto, to the rest of theatre. How do you deal with the way panto has had to change to deal with modern times?
I think it depends on the panto, Tony, right? Mm. I mean, panto, as you said, is a unique piece of theatre. You know, it's men dressed as girls, girls dressed as men. I hope and I pray that the concept of pantomime survives. It is not meant to offend. It is there as a piece of enjoyment, a piece of comedy, as a true piece of theatre, and it's in its own way. And I agree with you. I think the pantomime that you were talking about, that is definitely challenging. But on the whole, pantomime is a lovely piece of theatre and is unique and very British in its way. And I think if we were to lose that to the modern political correctness, I think that would be a tragedy.
I think many, many people will be in agreement with you as far as that is concerned. What can we expect from Cinderella? Because, as I say, I've seen a couple of your productions this year, and both of them have been hysterically funny and really well done. Cinderella, is it seen as a comedic panto?
Oh, absolutely. I think the difference from this, from Cinderella, from any other panto, though, is, of course, normally the dame, which is the men dressed as the girls, is normally the comedic all the way through. But of course, now you've got the ugly sisters, so you've got the comedy, but they're also nasty at the same time. Mm. So that is probably the most different from any other pantomime that's out there. But other than that, it is exactly the same. You have you said you've got the ugly sisters, you've got the Prince and Dandini, so being played by actually this time we're actually being different. We've got Dandini being played by a girl, but the Prince being played by a man.
Mm.
So we're
that's revolutionary almost in terms of panto, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think it is good. I mean, I know we talked about the wonderful history of panto and trying not to change it. I think it is good to do different things. I think if you just keep the same old formula, it becomes boring.
Yeah.
So I think the way that we always look at it is you do look for new ideas, you look for new ways of working. I think music obviously plays a huge part in the panto, and our musical director, Andy Rapps, always does an incredible job of bringing together a quite incredible eclectic mix of music from, adapting music from famous shows, famous songs, and rewriting some of the lyrics. It's a really, some modern, some olden, and he sort of ties it in with the most incredible sort of different cantations and yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a mishmash of all sorts of different
Yeah.
Parts of theatre. Now, you mentioned the Ugly Sisters there, and as you mentioned them, something flashed through my head. I don't know who's playing them. I'm going to ask you a question now. Are you actually in this particular panto?
No, I'm taking a rest. I'm actually taking a rest from my exertions of directing 39 Steps and being in a lower low.
Yeah, I didn't know whether they were going to cast you as one of the Ugly Sisters. That was all.
Oh no. My last panto was a few years ago, in Treasure Island, which we did a few years ago,
Yeah.
where I played the parrot. And yes, exactly. And as you know, I'm not exactly a parrot shaped. And the parrot's job, his entire job in Treasure Island, was he wanted to sit on Long John Silver's shoulders.
Excuse me, but that's funny.
but being the age and whatever I am, the dancing killed me. I think I couldn't walk for about 3 weeks after Panto. It was the most fun experience I've had in a long time. But I swore after that. Unless there's another talking animal that doesn't have to dance, I probably won't do another pantomime. It'll probably kill me.
Yeah, now lots and lots of productions of Cinderella that come and go, and I'm guessing that this one is written for you or written for the Oxford Players.
Well, I'm absolutely thrilled talking about new players. We've actually one of our members wrote it.
Oh, right.
In association with the director. So,
Yeah.
he's been a long time member. He's in amateur dramatics all his life, and he's written the panto, and it's a great panto. So, having that additional sort of thing to our bow, making our own start team sort of creating theatre, it's wonderful.
Yeah, now the other thing, of course, with Panto is allegedly it is aimed at children, with jokes in there that aren't aimed at children and that hopefully children won't get. So there's the mix of two. I mean, are we going to expect that?
I actually would disagree. I don't think Panto for many years has been aimed at children. I think it's a family. It's a family affair. I think it should be, otherwise poor old parents go in and suffer it. But I've had friends that have come along to see the shows over the last years who've never seen Pantos, and these are people in their, 50s, 60s, whatever. And it's as entertaining for them as it is for the kids.
But you've got the jokes in there that the kids don't understand, I'm guessing.
Of course, I mean, yeah, you absolutely you do. But again, the music and everything ties in, and I think you've got to appeal to the whole wider audience nowadays.
Okay, I presume that rehearsals are well underway for this.
Rehearsals are absolutely well underway. Obviously being disrupted by all the wonderful flus and everything else that we're all getting now because of, now that we've recovered from COVID and we don't have any immune systems, everyone's getting ill. But we're getting through there. And from what the reports I've had back and what I've seen is it's looking really good. And I think, obviously I won't say too much, but the transformation scene I've been told and what I've seen is going to be incredible at the end.
Well, as I say, having watched your two productions earlier this year, the scene changing was quite extraordinary. You've got the way of doing that, that I can't begin to understand. It's very, very well rehearsed. And I'm thinking, with Panto, how is that going to happen as well? Because don't you have a scene in the forest as well?
Oh, absolutely. There's multiple scenes, but I think the big thing with Cinderella is obviously that transformation into the ball, etc. I
Yeah.
think that is the thing that makes or breaks it. And so I think we can promise people it's going to be really fantastic.
Okay, well, that Cinderella runs from the 13th to the 21st of January, 2023. Got to have something to do in the new year, really. It takes place at the Barn Theatre in Oxted, of course, as always. How can anybody get tickets for this?
You can get them on our website, the Oxford Players tickets. I would say, I mean, I'm delighted to say that the weekends are almost sold out. So if you want to come along and see us, we still got some tickets the weekends, and there's tickets for the Wednesday and Thursday of the second week. But
Yeah.
Amazingly, we are, you know, already about 75% sold out on the entire run.
That's quite remarkable. Tickets at available at oxfordplayers.co.uk, or there's a phone number as well that can be called, isn't there?
There is indeed.
I've got it in front of me just in case you've forgotten.
Yes, I have.
This is what I thought. 01883714062. We'll give you those details again at the end of all of this. Now, so there are other things that you guys are doing, and I made the comparison at the beginning. There's a difference between what happens with organizations such as the Oxted Players, who essentially are amateur as opposed to the pro theater, and from what I've seen, the gap has narrowed tremendously. This is not ham stuff anymore. This is proper good stuff. And you've got productions coming up next year. I see you're doing Blythe Spirit.
We are indeed. What we tend to do is we do two major shows a year, one in May and one in October. So we've got the wonderful Blythe Spirit, which is going to be done in May. And then up until October, we were doing a beautiful piece of theatre, which a lot of people won't have heard by. It's a piece called A Humble Boy by an author called Charlotte Jones. And it's a lovely dark comedy, but it's a beautiful piece of theatre. I must admit, I'm new to it and read it through, and I think it's going to really surprise some people.
Yeah, I mean, there's an awful lot of work that goes on in the background, which is why, because when I first came across you guys and was thinking, I only do two shows a year, but there's an awful lot of work involved in each one, isn't there?
Well, as I said, we do two plus the panto, and that was until a couple of years ago. And, of course, I've spoken to you previously. We also now do the Fringe as well, where we go out into pub gardens or at the flower farm, etc. So we're continuing to try and expand that, looking for different things to do, different venues to go out. And we're interested in talking to, anyone that wants us to come and do this sort of stuff. Myself and the committee have always been very, very keen that we want to bring theatre back to the audiences. It's, not everybody can want to go to a theatre. A lot of kids nowadays obviously live in the modern technical world, but theatre in its essence is a beautiful piece of art. And I think if you can get out there, just go to the pub garden, have a meal, and for a fiver, see a show which will make you laugh. I think it's a great way of getting people to see what theatre could do for you, which is what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I think the thing that amazed me really, and what enticed me a little more and made me much more excited when I'd been the first time, is that theatre generally tends to happen in big towns.
Yeah.
Big towns support these things. Oxted is not a big place. Has a wonderful little theatre called the Barn Theatre, and it's really well set out, and the facilities there are very, very good. But you haven't got the crowds. You've got a full theatre that's without a huge crowd. So if you're like me and you don't really like big, big crowds, it's absolutely ideal, and I'm sure many, many people will feel the same.
Yeah, but we have to work hard, obviously, to fill it. I mean, particularly now with, obviously, the Barn Theatre, everyone's costs gone up, so the cost of electricity has gone up. We have to, amateur theatre is still expensive to put on a show. It's not cheap for us, so, everything we do is a risk. So we work really hard to, obviously, as you said, to try and make the show as good as we can, but obviously to make sure that people know what it is, and it's, as the other thing, it's about the reputation. So getting people to say we liked it, we loved it, telling their friends about it. We are very lucky right now. We have we've got a good following, and tickets are going, which is great. But the same thing, you're only as good as your last show, aren't you?
Well, this is true. I'm just hoping that Cinderella turns out to be the roaring success that the fact that you've sold 75% of your tickets already would hope that it is going to be, that rip-roaring success, as is the Oxford Players. Clearly come out of COVID, clearly put on some really, really good productions, and clearly got a growing membership.
Absolutely. But the one thing I will do, if I could, Tony, is, as always, we are always looking for people on the technical side as well. As I've said to you before, you know, theatre is not just about the people on the stage. You know, they're the ones that, you know, go out and get the plaudits. But there's a lot of work, but a lot of fun to be had with all the set building and the lighting and the sound and the props and everything else. And we really, you know, looking for people to come along and become part of our community, because that's you know, we if we don't have that, we don't go on stage.
Okay, now is there somewhere on the websites that
again, if you can reach out to us, you know, on the Oxhead website, you know, getting in touch with us, there's a form to fill in, and we'll, you know, we'd love to hear from anybody who wants to get involved. But we've also started trying to do new things. For example, we're running for our members a stage fighting workshop in February. And we're going to try and do these sort of things where we actually show people some of the skills that you need and try and get people interested in doing different things. It is really important to show that side of it. And I think some of it's fun. I mean, it really is. You know, some of the backstage stuff is great. And you pick up some really good skills.
Yeah, and the end result of the whole thing, certainly if you've been involved in it, would be wholly and utterly worthwhile. So, as I say, the two productions I've seen this year, plus I know your Cinderella's going to be out of this world. Anybody wanting to get involved is going to be joining a kind of a winning team, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, good luck with Cinderella. Say it's the 13th to 21st of January 2023, may I say, at Barn Theatre in Oxted. You can get tickets from the Oxted Players website, oxtedplayers.co.uk, or you can call 01883 714062. Philip, it's been great as always to catch up with you. I think you guys are an absolute scream and a really, really shining example of what can be done without all of the shenanigans of the professional industry, so to speak. So may I take this opportunity of wishing you well with Cinderella. I wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas as well.
Thank you, Tony, and the same to you.
Phil Fry, thank you.